Shoftim Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So we saw that the Bnei Yehuda went to inherit their land from the Canaanim who had been left over from the initial conquering of Eretz Yisrael, and yet they were unable to conquer the entire territory. The mountains, the higher elevated areas, they conquered relatively easily and took all of these cities away. But the lowlands, the plains, it said that the Canaanim had iron chariots. But more important than that, as the Targum told us, there was, in a way, a chet here, an avera, in the fact that they were satisfied with what they had conquered. They said that we have enough land for ourselves. Why do we need to go to such great effort to finish off the Canaanim, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be doing the fighting for us? And unfortunately, we're going to see repetitions of this sort of attitude and different attitudes that all equal up to the same thing, which is that Klal Yisrael didn't finish the job. Now, to Shevet Binyamin, Ves HaYevusi Yoshev Yerushalayim, and the Yevusi, the Jebusites, one of the Shiva Amamin, who lived in Yerushalayim, Loho Rishu B'nei Binyamin. The B'nei Binyamin did not conquer and did not inherit from. We saw that some of the area around Yerushalayim, B'nai Yehuda actually burned down, but the fortress, the inner city itself, the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be, was not conquerable. But this is for a different reason, and it's not blamed on Shevet Binyamin. We studied this also in Sefer Yehoshua, that Avraham Avinu had made a deal with Avimelech, Melech Pelishtim, that Avraham would not fight or harm the children of Avimelech or the grandchildren of Avimelech. And at this time, the exceptionally long-lived grandchildren of Avimelech were still alive, and they were the Yevusim. And since Avraham Avinu had promised he would not harm them, so the promise was binding. The Medrash tells us that the Yevusim made copper statues, which were very durable and would last a long time, and engraved the oath inside them that they had received from Avraham Avinu, and placed them around the city to the point that apparently, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it made it impossible for them to conquer the city and to take it. So B'nai Binyamin, on the other hand, are not specifically blamed. Rather, it was Maisa Avos Siman Labanim that had prevented them from being able to inherit. And Vayeshev Hayibusi Es B'nai Binyamin B'Yerushalayim Ad Hayom Hazeh. This sefer was written by Shmuel Hanavi. So he says, even to the time of Shmuel, several hundred years later, the Yevusi still dwelled among the B'nai Binyamin in Yerushalayim until this very day. So we see one group with Yehuda that was not pushed out at all, one group that lived in the midst of another Shevet. All of these are going to have resonances to our own time as we see the problems within Eretz Yisrael with the population of hostiles that lives in our midst, and that sometimes we try different tacks to deal with them, all of which in this part of Shoftim are going to be critical of Klal Yisrael for choosing this path. Now the next group, Vayalu Beis Yosef Gam Heim Beis El. And so Beis Yosef, the children of Yosef, also went up to Beis El, Vashem Imam, and God was with them. The leadership of Klal Yisrael, always divided between Yehuda and Yosef, between what they call Yehuda and Ephraim, different types of leadership. Yosef was, with the Ksonas Pasim, considered a Bechor. He was the Bechor of Rachel, certainly. And he was in a position of leadership when he was viceroy in Egypt and saved Klal Yisrael and all the rest of the brothers. Now that we're back in Eretz Yisrael, the leadership of Yosef is supposed to ebb, so Yehuda can fulfill his role as leader of Klal Yisrael. Yehoshua, who was from B'nai Yosef, led Klal Yisrael, again, as a leadership of Yehuda. But alongside, not only was Yehoshua one of the Meraglim who did not sin with the rest of the Meraglim, but accompanying him was also from Yehuda, was Kalev ben Yefune, the Nasi of Yehuda, who had also not sinned with the rest of the Meraglim. And now, we learned a few psukim ago that Yehuda would go to war first because Kalev had that sin not on his ledger. So we see that Yehuda and Yosef have tremendous leadership positions, and this frequently causes conflict. But now Yosef went up to Beis El, B'shem Ha'ir Lefanim Luz, and the name of the city before they had gotten there and before they conquered it was called Luz. loses also the name of the bone, the legendary resurrection bone in the human body that can never be destroyed, and that Tchias HaMesim begins with that bone. The city of Luz is going to have similarities to that. It's going to be well hidden. It's going to be incredibly well protected and difficult to take. And the B'nai Yosef are going to find a way to do so using sneaky tactics, unlike others that we see in the descriptions of the conquering where it was done head-on and face-to-face. But nevertheless, B'nai Yosef are not going to finish the job either, as we'll see shortly.